Walking with God offers an unparalleled journey, yet it's all too easy to stray from this path due to the distractions of our modern world. The relentless presence of worldly concerns can often seem inescapable, constantly vying for our attention and pulling us away from God's grace and teachings. It is during these times that our resolve is truly tested, as we are reminded in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Every day presents a new challenge, a new distraction that seeks to divert us from our spiritual course. Regardless of who we are, drifting from the path is a common struggle, one that requires vigilance and unwavering determination to overcome. The current state of the world, filled with malice and corruption, only magnifies these challenges, stirring fears that the Christian faith might be diminishing from society. Yet, many of us attempt to turn away, to shield ourselves from the barrage of news and worldly influences, only to find these very things seeping into our secluded spaces. One might wonder if it would be simpler to disengage completely from the surrounding chaos. In theory, distancing oneself might seem straightforward: prioritize what truly matters and let nothing else interfere. A significant first step often involves reducing our engagement with social media. Though it serves as a crucial link to friends and family, it also acts as a conduit for unwanted content. The best approach is to consciously ignore such distractions whenever they arise. This aligns with Philippians 4 verse 8, which advises, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." Platforms like TikTok can quickly consume our attention, subtly integrating content we prefer to avoid despite our intentions to focus on Christian messages. This issue persists across various social media platforms. They are designed to captivate us, to foster fear and dependency, manipulating our emotions and actions. The scriptures caution us about such distractions in Matthew 6 verse 24, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." Some Christians argue that engagement with the world is essential for fostering community and fellowship. This perspective holds merit, but it's crucial to recognize that not all believers share the same fervor or walk the path with equal commitment. The world, unfortunately, includes those whose faith may be tepid and whose convictions might not mirror our own. We must seek fellowship that strengthens our faith, as encouraged in Proverbs 27 verse 17, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Isolation, while seemingly beneficial in shielding us from negative influences, is not without its pitfalls. Completely withdrawing from society does not facilitate growth or foster the relationships God calls us to cultivate. Instead, the goal should be to connect with like-minded individuals who share our convictions, creating a supportive network that encourages spiritual growth and resilience. Developing a relationship with God is undoubtedly the most significant relationship one can build. However, God does not desire for us to live in isolation. He calls us to engage with others, to lead them toward salvation, and to share the good news of His love and redemption. This mission, while challenging, leads to the most rewarding of ends. As Hebrews 10 verses 24-25 says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Thus, the journey with God, though fraught with trials and temptations, is ultimately fulfilling. It demands a delicate balance, engaging with the world enough to influence it positively without allowing its chaos to detract from our spiritual growth. It's a path of constant learning, steadfast faith, and proactive avoidance of the snares laid by modern distractions. As believers, we must navigate this terrain wisely, armed with faith and the supportive fellowship of our community, striving always towards the eternal joy that awaits us with God. This journey is best encapsulated in Psalm 119 verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, guiding us through the shadows of this world towards His everlasting light."